Hello, hello, hello. This is DJ Riley from 0xE2. Today's a special episode. Special in maybe a bad way for a lot of you, depending on your mental health status. It's an all Elliott Smith show. I'm going to run through all his albums, play a couple songs from each of them. Tried to choose my favorites, but I chose a couple with a couple fun facts about him, too. And, oh yeah, and there will also be fun facts littered throughout the show today. So first up, going through Figure Eight, his last album that was published before his death. This is first we're gonna be playing Wouldn't Mama Be Proud, Can't Make a Sound, and Junk Bond Trader. So enjoy Figure Eight. Here's Wouldn't Mama Be Proud by Elliott Smith.
Wouldn't mama be proud? There's a silver lining in the corporate cloud, and the pretty post that you're taking as an NCO of the great pretender.
Proud.
silent movie. The hero killed the clown. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. Nobody knows what he's doing. Still hanging around. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. Can't make a sound. The slow motion moves me. The monologue means nothing to me.
Flashing a fine line smile. Junk bond trader.
is. Your world's no wider than your hatred of his. Check into a small reality, born as a drug you take too regularly. The athlete's laugh, the broken crush, the first true love that folded at the slightest touch. Brought down like an old hotel, people don't give a love for things they can resell.
So you just heard Drunk Bond Trader. That's the last song that I'm going to be playing off of Figure 8. Great song. So here's a fun fact about that song, actually. So apparently, so Elliott Smith was in a band when he was younger called Stranger Than Fiction. When I say younger, I mean like high school younger. So I don't know if there are any surviving copies or like of like the tapes that they recorded back then, but supposedly, Drunk Bond Trader has a lot of elements of what Stranger Than Fiction would have sounded like the band name. That's pretty interesting. Also, here's a really basic fact, if you didn't know. His real name is not Elliot. It is Steven. Supposedly, Elliot chose Steven as it was too much of a... He chose Elliot because he thought Steven was too much of a jock name. Something of that sort. Also, like, Steve Smith is the name of Journey's drummer, so I don't know. I guess he wanted his own clout. All right, up next, I'll be playing some songs off of XO. Right, up next, we got Sweet Adeline, Independence Day, and then Amity. Really like Amity, but for right now, up next, we got Sweet Adeline. Enjoy.
Brother, old man, winners in the air. walk me up a story, asking how you are. Told me not to worry, you were just a shooting star. Everybody knows, everybody knows. Every good to go.
So you just heard Amity by Elliott Smith. I mean, by who else, honestly? I'm just playing Elliott Smith. I don't know why I had to clarify. But yeah, that's probably one of my favorite songs off of XO. But now, time for the fun fact. Kevin Shields, the lead singer slash guitarist of My Bloody Valentine, almost got into contact with Smith. I think this was like in the around 2003 when he was working on his last album. But Shields, quote, never got around to calling the troubled singer, which is so tragic because I think Shields and Smith, I think Smith Elliott, like, especially got into some, what's it, heavier sounding stuff on his unreleased albums and things like that. So it would have been great to have seen them meet, but unfortunately, they never got around to it. Up next, we're going to be going through Either Or. So a couple songs, there's actually four songs of Either Or. I'll probably check in at around the second song because I do need to read a PSA then. But first, we got Alameda, then we got Speed Trials, Punch and Judy, and then Cupid's Trick. Up next, but I really like Cupid's Trick. That's probably my favorite song off of Either Or. But for now, up next, we've got Alameda by Elliott Smith. Enjoy.
Wants to be a
in a crowded corner where anybody can listen in, but they don't read page to page or speak easy. Now they're gonna go see the words in the wrong order again. They walk in a circle through all the sidewalk scenes they used to be a part of one time. Now everybody just stares and whispers, driving around up and down Division Street. I used to like it here. It just bums me out to remember. Can't you ever treat anyone nice? Think I'm gonna make the same mistake twice. Wait for a call. Pretty lucky if they get any kind of response at all.
Yeah.
just heard Cupid's Trick. That's the last song we'll be playing off of Either Or. It is around that time that I do have to read you a PSA, as is my legally, as is my legal obligation. So here's a 30-second public service announcement. I think you guys will like this one. Thinking of adding a pet to your family? Sterling Animal Shelter reminds you that there are a variety of wonderful adult and young dogs at the shelter just waiting for a good home like yours. For more information about adoptions or pet care, contact the Sterling Animal Shelter at 978-422-8585 or visit www.sterlingshelter.org. Once again, that's 978-422-8585 or www.sterlingshelter.org. Remember, adopt, don't shop. This is a public service message from WMFO Tufts Radio. Let's see. I do have one more fun fact to read you guys. I have a lot more, but I think this is the one that I chose. Let me see. The next song that you're about to hear, Needle in the Hay, was famously featured in Wes Anderson's The Royal Tenenbaums. In kind of a morbid scene, which is sadly ironic, given how Elliot Smith died. But, yeah, next song, Needle in the Hay, was featured in a Wes Anderson film, which is pretty fitting, I think, honestly. He does give Wes Anderson vibes. Anyways, up next, we're playing songs off of Elliot Smith's self-titled album, Elliot Smith. Up next, Needle in the Hay. And then it's coming up Roses and then Clementine. So, enjoy... What did I just say? Needle in the Hay. That's right. Wes Andersonian fame. Needle in the Hay. Up next.
Taking the cure so I can be quiet. Where you still hurt me. It seems a long time gone. Maybe the whole thing's wrong. What if she thinks so, but just didn't say so? You trick yourself into slow-mo. Made an angel in the snow. Anything to pass the time. Keep that song out of your mind.
So you just heard Clementine by Elliott Smith. That's the last song we're playing off of Elliott Smith. Right now, in the background, you're hearing Shooting Star by Elliott Smith from his posthumous album From a Basement on the Hill. It's a great song, but I don't exactly have time. So as the song plays out, I wanted to do a little bit of a retrospective. It's been just over 20 years since Smith passed away. He died October 21st, 2003. As someone who struggled with suicide and depression for a good portion of my life, I can't even begin to stress how devastating it is for him to have passed so young. I'd like to read a retrospective that I found from user Forrest from pushby.com. It's like this ancient, deprecated, like, personal blog. So, here goes. Suicide is about as cold and hard a reality as there is. I didn't know Stephen Smith all that well, but I did know him, and I love what he made. I miss knowing that he's out there, writing songs in an effort to deal with his pain and loneliness and brokenness. There will never be another like him, and in a way that's good because his art came from a place that hurt him very badly, and his suffering, at least, is over. But like I said, I wasn't very close to him, and I'm hurt by his death. I can't imagine what it was like for his girlfriend to discover him dead and bloody on their kitchen floor, and I can't imagine what his other friends and ex-lovers and estranged family must be going through right now. I'll miss him, and I'll always love his music, but I wish he had found the strength to pull himself out one more time. And I'd wished he'd live long enough to create the happiness he deserved. We miss you, Elliott. You made a lot of good stuff. You touched a lot of people, including me. You helped me through the past month, as hard of a month as it was. And we'll miss you forever. Here's Shooting Star by Elliott Smith from A Basement on a Hill.
You made me sad, shooting star. You're distant and cold and a sight to behold. Everybody just sighs, but no one gets on with you very long. 'Cause you don't feel bad when you lie.
That was the last song we had planned for today. This is DJ Riley, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio. Don't ever forget that. That is all I had for today. I am ending a little bit early, but I do think that the next person is a sub. So I'm going to hand you guys off to Rivendell. So enjoy the automation while it lasts for like 5 minutes. You just heard Shooting Star by Elliott Smith, by the way, if you didn't catch that. Thank you for listening to this Elliott Smith extravaganza. I would have done one, actually, nearer to the 20-year of his death, but I honestly got into him after the fact. So, yeah. We miss you, Elliott Smith, and this has been DJ Riley for 0xE2. I'll see you guys next week. We'll see about that. It is Sunday after Thanksgiving. I may or may not be here, but enjoy Rivendell, and I'll see you guys either next week or the week after. See you.
how we